So good afternoon to you all. So today is the Feast of the Holy Trinity, one of the Feasts of the Lord. We have three in a row here. Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier, the love of God, the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We might add the way, the truth, the life. There's a thousand names for God, right? Understanding God is not easy. There are many stories in the scriptures with different interactions with God. Some God the all-powerful or God the all-knowing, but at times God the violent or God the caring, God the sacrificing or God the demanding. They seem to even be in conflict. But that's the beauty, I think, of Jesus. He comes very understandable, in a sense, very concrete and relatable. And that, I believe, is God's plan, to reveal to us with certainty who God is. But today is not really about each person or the name of God, but God in relationship, God a Trinity, into which that relationship we are invited. A relationship that has been revealed to us over time, is accessible in our lives, and we are even able to imitate what we see. The significance of this feast, then, is our relationship with God. This Sunday's first reading recounts Moses' encounter with God on the mountain as he received the two tablets, the covenant law. But God seems not so concerned with these regulations, but rather with revealing to Moses how God intends to relate to this community. And Moses' encounter reveals God as a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. Moses experiences a God who extends mercy, even when human disobedience dominates. Further, a God who offers kindness and fidelity, even when human fidelity fails. And despite the fear and trembling of deities in the Near East at the time, this encounter enabled Moses to dare to request that God accompany these people, even though Moses knew that they were a sinful people. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul encourages behavior among sisters and brothers based on this understanding of God. That is to say, you know, Christians at the time were marginalized in society, they were persecuted, and Paul lifts up for us to be merciful and caring towards one another, to a community facing a hostile environment, which we might say in part, that's us as well. He perceives that care and encouragement are the things that make available the experience of divine care and encouragement. Confident in the nature of God revealed in Jesus, Paul assures his listeners of a God whose love and peace will be with them even in those difficult and challenging times. And then finally, in our Sunday's gospel, this brief text from John, Jesus reveals God's whole motivation. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So across these brief readings that we have this year as we celebrate the Trinity, Exodus, 2 Corinthians, and John's gospel, they give a depiction of God, who is merciful, faithful, a source of peace, abundantly kind, and desiring to be in communion with us. John's writing sums it all up. In these attributes, God is love. That's the motivation of our God, and that is the very nature of who God is and revealed self to be to us. Throughout his life on earth, Jesus discloses a compassion and kinship and love for all humanity. which at the same time reveals to us the nature of God, whom he called Father. As resurrected, Jesus promises always to be with us and fulfills that promise as he descends to the Father by sending the Holy Spirit to us. Have you ever experienced love like God has for us? A love that never judges, that does not have expectations, that requires nothing from you, has no conditions, no strings attached. If you have been lucky enough to have this kind of experience in human love, then you can begin to understand the nature of God and God's love for you, God's love for us. And so this is a day for humble gratitude and renewed commitment, rather than theologically trying to understand who God is or how the three fit into one. As we reflect upon God's goodness in our lives, we will begin to appreciate Moses' response. The mystery of God's goodness overwhelmed him. He bowed to the ground in worship. We have all been touched by God's grace, God's love, and the call to fellowship with God. And so we have much to be grateful for. This is a day set aside for us to simply praise God. This feast also causes us to commit ourselves to communion with one another. Again, Paul, it is who connects our relationship with each other to our relationship with God. He says, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace. The Holy Trinity is the perfect example of unity in diversity. We most resemble this God when we live in loving harmony with one another. They will know we are Christians by our love. They will know Christ by our love. They will know the true God by our love and our unity and our care and our uplifting of one another.